30th of December 2017. It is the meditation number 6, the dignity of the poverty of Jesus.
Hoy entró Cristo en nuestra carne para unir a los hombres que le esperaban, y María de rodillas le ofrece al Padre. Gloria a Dios y paz en la tierra. En la tierra. Aleluya.
This poverty makes other people rich. In this way, we could describe what happened at Christmas. God came and he made himself little for the human being, and in Jesus for a time under the angels even, to make us human beings high. It's a little child far away from richness and wealth, a cave which is serving as a house of birth. We can see very simple shepherds. This all is talking from a poverty, but this poverty is full of dignity. God wanted to come in this poverty to show us what is really richness, his love. For a human being, it might be paradox, but this we can discover in the Holy Scripture all the time. Poverty can make rich, and richness can make poor. The dignity not to look for wealth can show us what is the real richness in our life, which is not to collect earthly goods. The real richness is the dignity of a person who is serving with the gifts of his soul and the spirit God and for the kingdom of God and for human beings.
Sobre la noche la luz de tu esplendor en medio del silencio, el eco de tu voz, misterio de silencio, el verbo se encarnó.
Especially at this point, we meet Jesus. All what he did was to glorify our Father and to serve human beings. in the simple way of life, which we're accompanying the Lord till the death, we can see the essential of life and will not just see the outside part of the world. If Jesus had come in a palace with rich parents, we could not so much identify with himself, because only some people can live like this. But this poverty which the Lord was living is inviting all people in the world to discover the real dignity and not to be deceived by looking for a wealthy life. This poverty of the Lord in all situations is giving us a kind of richness. If you look that he has to flee with his parents to Egypt to go away from the knights of Herodias, can be a message for the refugees. Or if we look to all these persecutions and accusations, can be like a consolation for people in similar situations, in his suffering and also in his death. Because the Lord took over this with his free will, all situations of a human being can be transformed from inside and give him back the dignity, in spite of all poverty and helplessness. What a wonderful message of our Holy Lord. He comes to us human beings to invite us to come to him. He was poor to make us rich. He was dying a death in voluntary way to save us out of death. He takes a sin to bring us redemption. He is going back to heaven to prepare that we can live there. So this Christmas is inviting us through his birth to trust him totally, that we will be rich in him with the real goods which will remain forever.
Nos ha nacido un niño, un hijo se nos dio. Stay.